been a long time coming, but within days, international tourists will be arriving in Australia, with travellers from Singapore allowed to visit from Sunday. It's Australia's first pandemic travel corridor since a similar deal ended with New Zealand. The tourism industry is responding with a big new campaign. This report from Southeast Asia correspondent Anne Barker.
Singapore, Australia is open and it's yours to explore.
It's Australia's biggest tourism campaign in years. Television ads are about to air in Singapore to lure tourists from one of Australia's most lucrative inbound markets.
So book a flight, pack your bags and get ready to say g'day.
Philippa Harrison heads Tourism Australia.
Singaporeans spend a lot when they come to Australia. They're our second highest spender after the USA. So a really great, valuable, high-yielding traveller for Australian tourism.
Australians can already travel to Singapore without having to quarantine, but from Sunday, a two-way travel bubble opens in earnest, allowing Singaporeans into Australia for the first time since before the pandemic. Already flights are filling fast.
We've kept a close eye on consumer sentiment in the Singaporean market throughout the pandemic, and we know that the desire for an Australian holiday has not waned. And in fact, as soon as the announcement of the borders opening happened, bookings bounced back by 25% of pre-pandemic levels. So we know the demand's there and we know that they're going to get on the plane as soon as they possibly can.
It's not only tourists keen to come to Australia. Clarissa Lowe has 1 year left of a commerce degree at the University of Melbourne. The pandemic forced her home to Singapore 18 months ago and she's done almost half her degree online.
After a year, I think we've had enough and we'd really love to be able to go back.
Only now, with the border reopening, can she plan to return to Melbourne.
Yeah, I think many of us are really excited to finally go back onto campus to, you know, experience the normal student life that we have been deprived of.
Only vaccinated Singaporeans will be allowed into Australia. 85% of the city-state's population has had two doses, though a surge in cases and waning protection from the jab raises the risk that even vaccinated travellers could carry the virus to Australia. Nevertheless, experts, including Professor Dale Fisher at Singapore's National University Hospital, say it's time to open up.
Now that we're in the new strategy, which is allowing it to become endemic, then borders are only useful really when you're trying to keep it out. So once it's in and you can catch it at in a mall or in a restaurant in Singapore, then there's no role for the borders.
Singapore isn't the only bubble Australia is exploring. Bali is another destination that could open soon.
Anne Barker reporting.